I just want you to sign this so I can go on with my life.
Well, I'd like to read it properly, so I'm gonna...
There you go.
If she wants something from you without knowing you, she's playing you. I wouldn't even buy her coffee. You should never take a woman out on a date that you don't have vested interest in and that you're not sure she has a vested interest in you. Stop trying to disillusion her with your money, your resources, your ability to buy her roses and all that dumb stuff.
That's not dumb. Disillusion me, baby, all day.
What has that gotten you? Where are they? Exactly. So stop doing it. You're wasting your money.
Well,
you're wasting
minute,
your
wait,
time.
Wait,
if you need, hold on, I'm not done. A lot of my homegirls are going out with you because they are bored. Have nothing to do. They're not over the other dude. So stop taking her out on dates. Don't buy her anything. Don't spend a dime. Don't spend a nickel. Don't spend a penny. Go somewhere that is free. And if she is unwilling to go there with you, don't go out with her. Talk to her on the phone. If she wants something from you without knowing you, she's playing you.
Yeah, we've got to distinguish the ones that want us for what we have and the ones that actually want us. Now this next one will have you wondering if that breakup really did have any sort of effect on her.
How?
Marry the nerd. No, seriously. Marry the nerd. The nerdy guy. Marry him. Instead of playing games with your mind, he'll be playing games on his phone or his Xbox or his PlayStation. I promise you, life is so much simpler when you're dealing with a Star Wars collection and Pokemon cards and not waiting for them to text you back or wondering if they're gonna call you.
Well, as long as she doesn't consider being with a nerd to be settling, then it's okay. Plus, it would help her to use some direct communication with him.
Why should a guy date you?
Well, I put them as my number one priority. Loyal, and I don't entertain any other guys. They have my full attention.
Do you think a man values loyalty the most in his woman?
Yes, 100%.
Why would a man want that?
A girl that talks to 50 million other guys.
So if we were dating and then you had a guy slide in your DMs and he said, hey, you're free out this call, how would you respond to him?
What?
You wouldn't tell him, sorry, I have a boyfriend, nothing?
Not respond at all. I'd send it to my boyfriend and I wouldn't respond at all.
I like this one.
Now that was pretty amazing. And some will say that her responding in any sort of bit will be showing some form of interest. And next we have a cheater caught red-handed.
Go ahead. You're on camera.
Because you keep crying, because you keep everything, and
yeah.
You know that.
2 years. 2 years of
exactly.
Our...
Exactly, and you keep crying.
What do you have to say about this, bro? Does she cry to you? No. All the time, right? Yeah, she cries to you all the time too, right? It's okay, bro. Alana, it's okay. You played us both. We agreed upon this. Yeah, she has all your stuff at the house. You know what she told me about the three kids and all that in your house? That it was her aunt's house.
Damn. Guys, all I have to say is get yourself a pro athlete.
No! God, please, no! No!
Look what he got me today. Today was like our first, like, date. He had this for me in his car. Oh, also, let me just say, he opened the door for me. Every single time. Opened and closed the door for me. Like his car door. You guys, what did I do to deserve this? You guys, no guy has ever treated me like this. Like, I know, like, people don't really know. But, like, all I've ever dealt with is being cheated on, being disrespected, literally being told I'm not good enough. Being told I'm not pretty enough.
Well, his nice gestures on that date were haloed by the fact that he's a pro athlete. And let's continue this story.
Imagine me. I got my life together. I have a house. A condo. I bought it myself. I have a dog. I raised her. I pay for her food. I pay for her vet bills. I have a car. I pay for my car insurance. I pay for everything. I pay for my clothes. I pay for gas. I go to work. I have a wonderful job that I honestly truly love. I go to the gym. I work on myself. I work on myself mentally. And you're telling me that at the age of 24, I'm crying over a man. when I have everything I need in my life. I have everything I've ever dreamed for, and I'm here crying over a man. Why? Why am I like this? Why the am I like this? I literally have everything in the world. I literally have my own place. At 23, I bought my place. And I thought that was going to be peak. And it was. It is. But I'm sitting here crying over a man. Ridiculous. Don't date in Toronto.
Blaming the city of Toronto isn't really going to help her situation. And in times like these, it helps to self-reflect and improve. And now you're going to probably love her actions in this next one.
I don't even know what to say about this. My boyfriend had to come take some measurements in my garage today, and he had to pick up some of that flooring that, because he's helping me build that bar in my garage. I come inside. Every blanket here is folded. He did a load of laundry. Look. He made my bed. He folded the load of laundry that was already in the dryer. This towel rack had fallen off. He fixed it. Left little notes all around my house, like that's a note. There's another note. Gathered up all of Ryder's shoes and set them all. There's another note on my ring light. Good luck on your video today. I'm sure it will be great.
The fact that this woman has made a whole video of her gushing about these things that her boyfriend has done for her, it is absolutely going to make her boyfriend feel appreciated, which is exactly what a good man wants, and it will make him continue to be motivated to do more of it.
I like this one.
His value really declined.
Yes, your value declines based on having a child. Absolutely. If you could afford any car on the car lot, are you going to go get a car with 200,000 miles on it, the starter up, you got a donut on the back, or you going to go get the brand new one that they just brought off the truck with no 0 miles?
I would get the car with 0 miles.
Right. No man wants to come take care of an already made family. So there's nothing you can give me that's higher than that you haven't already given to another man. Why would I settle for that when I have the option to go over here and start my own family?
He's just trying to show her that it's so much easier to find a date with no kids than to become a stepfather. Now I'm sure you're going to have a bit of trouble understanding her logic in this next one.
Girl brain is, if you text him and he texts you back right away, ick.
I'm sure that there are many of us that have been waiting a very long time to hear the explanation of how girl brain actually works.
But if you text him and he takes like too long to respond, it's like, oh my God, like, does he even like me? Like, now I'm insecure, like I'm not feeling well, but also like kind of hot. But also like, don't be too quick.
So far, this is rather giving the impression that someone doesn't exactly know what they want.
Text him and then he answers like too soon. It's also like, oh my God, like he wants it so bad. Like that's kind of like hot. You text him and he doesn't answer. Ultimate hotness. That is the hierarchy. That is the almighty.
Let's sum up. If a guy texts too soon, that's bad. But if he texts soon, then that's attractive because the guy is eager. But if he takes a long time to text, that's bad because that makes a person feel insecure, but yet at the same time hot. But the ultimate hotness is not texting at all.
Wait a minute. Who are you?
This sign, she's a freak. Number one, she's into astrology. If she ever asks you your sign or when your birthday is or what time you was born, she finna turn you out. She finna put that water park super soaker guac guac 3000 on you. She probably already knows everything about you. Where you live, where you work, and who your mama is. Number two, she's jealous. She shows any sign of jealousy in the beginning stages. She's dragging you through the mud.
Well, having a jealous girlfriend or wife has got to be the worst thing, and there's usually no end to it. Now, it's hard to understand why this next wife was out there complaining so much.
I asked my husband to do one thing. One thing is to put this light fixture up. First of all, not even painted. Second of all, it's supposed to be like this.
What do you mean by that?
Husband serves wife with divorce papers at work after finding out she's been cheating.
That's about it.
I met some friends.
I met some friend yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wanna go back?
No, I'm good. I met her. She's really cool. Her name's Sarah Engel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I met her too.
Yeah. She's been dating Dave Gray for 7 years. What do you think message I got?
Oh, I'm sure she told you that we were sleeping together.
That's what I heard.
We were not sleeping together. We were laying in bed and talking. Totally dressed. Nothing to it.
Okay.
She can tell you what she wants. We're both unhappy and we were both talking about her. That's all.
I got a message saying that she found you two in bed together.
Yeah, but you asked talking.
That's not okay.
Yeah, cool. Like,
I just want you to sign this so I can go on with my life.
Well, I'd like to read it properly, so I'm gonna...
There you go.
She really tried to discredit the fact that she saw someone else as if it would not count as cheating. I really hope you enjoyed these ones today, and don't forget to like and subscribe if you haven't already, and check out the video right above me.